Introduction. The iconic poet and essayist Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." When Emerson said these words, I doubt that even he knew just how powerful they were. After all, Emerson lived at a time when there was no TV, radio, internet, social media, or flashy magazines. The American ethos of individual expression was still firm in the Victorian age that Emerson lived in. The world today has changed in this regard, and not for the better. The various technological and cultural changes of the 20th century have actually led to strong desire for conformity and suppression of individual expression. Now, before you call me a nostalgist, glamouring for the good old days, I should state that there are quite a number of tangible proofs I could provide for my thesis. To start with, kids today are more obsessed with fitting in than any other generation that came before. This is visible in their obsession to be popular on social media and their overall higher level of depression and unhappiness. Every likes or upvote on their social media profile leads to a delirious feeling of exhilaration because their brains have now created an intricate link between self-worth and public approval. The problem extends from kids to adults as more and more individuals report feeling higher anxiety and stress level. Panic attacks are increasing in number and severity as people cannot cope with the stress of modern life. These problems extend to the workplace as more and more people struggle to be themselves and instead try to act like others. According to Scientific American, more than 1 in 6 Americans are now taking some form of psychiatric medication to cope with depression, anxiety, or stress. This is not an indictment on anyone, but rather a call to societal self-introspection. We need to ask the question, what could have gone wrong? This book aims to answer this question in an honest and detailed manner. Through my personal and professional experiences as a nurse, I have gained a unique insight into the critical problem that plagues us today. I will first endeavor to explain the nature of the problem, and then proceed to show you the way out of darkness. Indeed, most people aren't even aware of just how lost they are, so they can't find the right path, but this is about to change. Chapter 1, My Beginnings. Stories are a communal currency of humanity, by Tafir Shah in Arabian Nights. Ever since I was young, I've always been fascinated by the stories that humans tell. These stories have been transmitted to us over millennia in both oral and written forms. As far back as the days of the Sumerian Empire, 5 millennia ago, the people of that time strove to articulate in great detail stories